Ukraine security issue.
On August 29, the 187th day of Ukraine's heroic resistance to Russian aggression, Ukraine commemorates the fallen defenders who died in the struggle for independence, sovereignty and territorial integrity. The commemorative date has been timed to the anniversary of the Ilovaisk tragedy in Donbas. Fierce fighting for the city of Ilovaisk began in mid-August 2014. The city was mostly under the control of the Ukrainian army until after reinforcement of the Russians our fighters were surrounded. Our fighters were supposed to leave Ilovaisk via a coordinated humanitarian corridor, but Russia cynically violated all agreements and our defenders came under massive shelling. According to the prosecutor's general office, 366 fighters died, 429 were wounded and 300 were captured by the Russian forces. The Ukrainian armed forces are repelling Russian attacks on all fronts. The Ukrainian army launched an offensive in many directions in the south of Ukraine, head of the Joint Coordination Press Center of the South Operational Command Natalia Homenyuk said. The armed forces of Ukraine have broken through the first line of defense of the Russian occupying forces in the Kherson region. One of the regiments has retreated from their positions. The Ukrainian army has destroyed practically all the key bridges, cutting the occupiers off from weapon supplies and reinforcement from the occupied Crimea. Over the past day, the Ukrainian armed forces have launched strikes on Russian military bases in the Kherson and Mykolaiv regions, says Natalia Homenyuk. Right now we are at work. Efficient fire control on the occupied territories is yielding results. In particular, the last 8 air strikes on the enemy positions were also a tough psychological blow to the enemy's spirit. The enemy forces are demoralized and confused, and they are struggling to find resources for future maneuvers and moving their subdivisions from one place to another. Russia continues to bombard peaceful settlements in Ukraine. The Zaporizhia region is currently under heavy fire. A 6-year-old girl received a contusion instead of books in preparation for the school year. Her 3-year-old brother was also wounded. A whole family was wounded in the Russian shelling of the town of Orikhiv in the Zaporizhia region during an artillery and MLRS attack that has lasted for 14 hours. The village of Novandriivka in the Zaporizhia region is another settlement under constant enemy fire. The invaders' positions are located just 2.5 kilometers away from civilians. There is not a single shop open in the village. The hospital and post office are out of operation. Electricity cables have been severed. The fields are strewn with countless missiles. Bodies of dead cows lay on the roadside. On one of the streets, literally every single house has been damaged, says Novandriivka local Dmitro. In the very beginning of the war, a bomb shelter for 100 people was organized here. And this is where the residents would hide. One local had lost his leg here and is still working to restore his eyesight. It happened right here. Those beasts, those orcs, I don't know what to call them, keep shelling this territory. Pani Oksana's livestock are grazing to the sound of flying missiles. She says she's afraid of explosions but needs to save the animals from starvation. I was going to get the cows when the shelling began. One missile exploded right near the herd, leaving a crater 5 meters deep and 10 meters wide. My cows were nowhere to be seen when I arrived. They ran off and hid in the bushes. The Dnipropetrovsk and Kharkiv regions were also under enemy fire this past day, and again the Russian army is launching its attacks against the civilians. The occupiers deployed Grad and Uragan multiple launch rocket systems and heavy artillery. This past night, Kharkiv was heavily shaken by S-300 launches, regarded as one of the most potent explosive air-to-air missiles. As a result, residential houses, vehicles, power lines and workshops of a local factory have been damaged. Civilian casualties have been reported. The situation remains tense near the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. During the night, the Russians shelled the city of Enerhadar. 10 people were wounded by shrapnel. The shelling came on the eve of the IAEA delegation visit to Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. The experts are currently on the way and should reach the plant in the coming days. Given all the circumstances after Russia's full-scale invasion and half a year of the war, NATO's potential decision on the membership action plan for Ukraine is no longer as important as before, only direct membership. Deputy Prime Minister for European and Euro-Atlantic Integration of Ukraine Olga Stefanichna said this in an interview when asked whether Ukraine was still interested in this after Finland and Sweden joined NATO, skipping the membership action plan. According to her, the compliance of the Ukrainian security and defense sector and other structures with NATO standards shows that Ukraine has already implemented many of the alliance practices de facto. Moreover, the Ukrainian military is now gaining unique combat experience that the army of NATO allies doesn't have.